It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It's going to rain today. They say heavy rain could happen after 2 o'clock today as the clouds continue to move in here. And it looks like rain right now.
It does.
Yeah, it looks a little gloomy. Little gloomy today. All right, we have more tote bags. It's the BJ and Jamie Tote Bag Blowout. More coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on. And I know everybody's on the edge of their seats, but just hang on. Your chance to win. Minutes away.
I'm trying to stay positive.
Stay positive.
I'm staying positive.
I'm telling you. Yeah. It's the biggest item we've ever given away, in my opinion.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Okay. My name right there on a grocery bag. Jeez, everybody wants one. Did you see this whole story about Michael Jordan's place up in Chicago? You know the one he sold with the gates at F-23
Did it finally sell?
Sold. Okay. Guy out of Nebraska bought it.
Oh, wow.
Guy in Nebraska.
Because it was for sale for like 12 years or something.
Long time. Yeah. He paid $9.5 million for it. Now, here's what I'm about to point out. I think this is a super, super deal. And here's why. The guy paid nine. Now, what he bought it for is not the deal. I'll explain that in a minute. $9.5 million he paid for this house. He's turned it into an Airbnb. An Airbnb.
That's a good idea.
Okay, now, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. They say this house, it's got 17 bathrooms. It includes tons of memorabilia of Michael Jordan. It's got a putting green. It's got a fishing pond, which you can fish in, bass and bluegill. It's got a theater. It's got a cigar lounge. It's got big saltwater aquariums. The list goes on and on. Game rooms. It's got everything.
That would be a great place to have a corporate party.
Oh, you could do 20 people, let's say, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 for a week.
Oh, for a whole
week? It would be worth that.
That would be crazy.
It would be worth that.
I agree.
You take a corporation like, well, our company can't afford it. I mean, we spent just about everything we got on bags.
Yeah, we got those bags. Yeah.
But you take
if we didn't have those bags, we could totally do it.
We could.
Yeah.
The bags set us back. Maybe in the next year or two, we'll make enough money that we can do it as a company. Yeah. But right now, we can't.
Yeah.
We're on hold with the cash right now. So, but you take a company out there that's worth millions and millions of dollars, okay? $100,000 for a week. And you wouldn't even have to leave the place. It's a playground all on its own.
It's very customized.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
They say the stuff inside there that's Michael Jordan's stuff, he's going to leave it there for the Airbnb.
What did the guy buy it for?
$9.5 million.
Oh, I thought that's what it was for sale for.
No, that's what he paid for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He paid $9.5. I don't know what they wanted. They dropped the price.
Yeah,
if I remember
a bunch of times.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. $100,000 for a week. Now, if you want to go there and you want to stay for an entire year, You can move into this house for a year. They're charging $89,000.
Oh, my God. Sorry. He had it up for sale for $29
million. Oh, he lost his butt. Oh. But he doesn't care.
I know, but listen, it's 56,000 square feet, and it was on sale. It was for sale for $29 million.
Dang.
And the guy got it for $9 million.
I got a feeling with this Airbnb deal, I got a feeling there's a side deal with Michael Jordan that they're out to make money on this
thing.
There's
got to be, because why would he leave all of his stuff in there?
Because he's leaving his stuff. Yeah. He's given permission that that stuff can be there. I mean, obviously, it's all bolted down so nobody steals it. But you can actually get this place.
$20 million loss?
You can buy this place for $89,000 a month as an Airbnb. $89,000 a month. I think over time, I think this is going to work out for him.
You know who else is going to lose their ass in a house? So he lost $20 million, right? Because he also has to pay the broker. So he's lost $20 million. Is J-Lo and Ben that house?
They paid, what, $60
million? $63 million. Oh. They paid $63 million and they can't dump it. Nobody's buying it. Yeah, they're going
to
lose
it. It's hard to find a buyer for $63 million.
There's not a lot of people out there, are there?
That's a small crowd.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God, these people are investments.
It's crazy money, isn't it?
It is crazy
And Michael
money.
Jordan, to lose, you know, $20 million on a house that he sold, he doesn't care. This guy's out on a yacht somewhere. I mean, he's worth, what, $250 million or more? He owns an NBA team. He's got it all.
And he just signed that new deal to be a broadcaster.
That's right.
I don't care who you are. $20 million, even if you have $1 billion, a $20 million loss still hurts. It does.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it does. I don't know. I don't live in that league. I couldn't tell you. But Michael Jordan's
worth. It's been on the market for 12 years. Yes, 12 years.
Yeah. Oh,
so obviously he had offers and he cared about it because he's left it on the market for 12 years.
They said they couldn't believe how much money he's put into it as far as keeping it meticulous. They say the aquariums, everything at that place is absolutely stunning that he's maintained everything. Sometimes you walk away from a house and you just leave it as is and you say, hey, we'll sell it when we get to it. But he's kept everything top notch.
Crazy.
The guy went out and bought it in Airbnb.
Years? Can you imagine that poor real estate agent? Oh, my God.
I would love to be up there with a group of people and spend a week at this house.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
It would be so cool, right? Yeah, all right, coming up next, it's 8 o'clock. Tote bags. Everybody wants them. You're going to get them next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote
Hottest giveaway in the history of radio is on the air right now. It's the BJ and Jamie Tote Bag Giveaway. The big blowout. And you've got a chance to win, too. The BJ and Jamie Would you mind? I'm trying to describe.
Again, tote bag.
Exactly.
False advertising.
Huge. Huge. Everybody wants one of these bags. Just sit back for a minute.
This is false advertising.
Everybody wants one of these bags. Limited edition. Because we only ordered 1,000. But a limited edition supply of tote bags. We'll give away two right now to caller 9-303-222-5423. Don't delay. Jump on this offer right now.
It's a reusable grocery bag is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tote bag without a zipper.
It's a $2.99 value.
Look! It's very snappy. And by the way, if you want to see a picture of the tote bag that everybody is screaming for, go to our Facebook page. I had Carson tag it up there this morning. Uh-huh. He put it at the top for us so that everybody can make sure.
It?
Yeah, we had to
pin. It's featured, baby.
It's featured. Big time, right, Carson?
Yeah, right there, front and center.
And I'll bet you have friends, Carson, in your neighborhood that are, you know, knocking on your door, wanting a bag, right?
I actually have to admit that I got a couple texts yesterday. I'm not proud of it, but yeah.
Don't you? Oh, man. I got all my guys over at the fat friends over at the cigar shop. They're all wanting one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, carry their supplies around, man. Everybody wants one of these bags. All right, you get two bags if you're caller 9 right now.
Yeah. And do they have to fill out one of those tax forms for the value?
We'll waive it. We're going to do you a favor. We'll waive it, okay? I mean, this thing, I mentioned it last hour. This is like one of those Hermes bags.
Yeah.
Only it's better. Yeah. Only it's better. This is a really cool bag, and it's got our logo, and it's just snappy. That's
the
all.
The stitching is top notch.
It is. Made in China.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah, we paid the tariff on this thing just to get it here. That's pretty cool.
BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Got a nice bag for you. In fact, two bags. You know what I need here? Some music. You know, Spadil, hit something for me. Attaboy, Spadil. I don't know if that's what I need some music just to talk to the winner. Okay. Is that all we have is stripper music?
Well, you said you wanted something sexy for the tote bags because they're so good looking.
Oh, I did. I said sexy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with this. We'll go with this. Hey, what line are we going to?
Nine.
Number nine?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on 1 second here. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Vicky.
Nikki?
Vicky.
Vicky.
Not Vicky, Nikki. This is your lucky day, girl.
Vicky.
You realize what you just won?
I'm so excited.
You should be excited. I mean, when you show this to your friends, you're going to be the envy of your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It's like having a swimming pool.
Yeah, your local grocers. You're going to be, people are going to be pointing, oh, there goes Vicky. There goes Vicky. Oh, look at her. Uh-huh. Man, this is going to be crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. So what did you do today, Vicky? Oh, yeah, I called into a radio station, won a
tote bag.
Won a snappy tote bag.
Oh, I've got some instructions for you, Vicky. On the other side of the bag, it says The Slacker Show. If you could, turn the bag with the BJ and Jamie facing people when you're in the store, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thank you, bud.
All right.
Appreciate that, Vicky.
Did you call her Bud?
Yeah,
Buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. All right, you have a good day today, Vicky. You might want to buy a lottery ticket. Yeah, you're on fire. You're on fire. I do like this music, Spadil. Yeah, I do like the stripper music. It's a sexy giveaway.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah,
yeah. You're snappy today, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Vicky.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday. Gonna be my BJ and Jamie on a Tuesday. Rain in the forecast. Man, it looks perfect out there.
By the way, that was NSYNC, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys watched all those videos now of everybody mocking Justin Timberlake?
They're all over
the place. Oh, my God. They're so funny. I posted two of them on our Facebook page. But it's just people acting like they're Justin Timberlake in the concert. In case you don't know, Justin Timberlake, across the world, has not been singing. He just puts down the microphone and lets the audience sing. And he doesn't sing at all. And so now everybody's mocking him.
Yeah.
One guy is like starting a song. He puts down the microphone and just starts reading a book.
He looks bad.
He does look bad.
That's not a good look.
Yeah, the latest picture I saw, a video this morning, he looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
He looks tired.
Yeah.
Very tired.
I don't know what's going on with
you. You don't know either. I saw this story too. United Airlines have snuck something back into their fees. They are charging people who book single more money than doubles. They got caught doing this a few years ago, and then they changed policy, and you pay the same. You pay the same. You pay if it's a double, then you would pay half that price if you're a single, right? Well, now they've jacked up the price for singles again.
I never even knew that was a thing
for
airline tickets.
Well, they got busted. American Airlines already does it. They've been doing it for a while and never stopped. But United Airlines got caught going back to it.
I guess I don't notice it. Well, let's see. How do
you pay more? If Lisa and I book, same flight, same everything.
I get the concept. What I'm saying is when I book it, I don't even think about how I'm putting in two people or one person. You know, I just feel like it should just be what a price of a ticket is. You don't think about the
exactly.
double. Yeah,
that's and that's
crazy.
Why people are complaining about it. They're saying it's not fair. They're not fair. Not only that, here's the way I look at it. And I'm not seeing this in any story. This is just BJ thinking, okay? You don't even design your planes for couples. You have three seats to each side in most flights, right? So you've got a couple in there, then you're going to have a single seat, and you're going to charge more for that seat?
Yeah, that's crazy.
The way you design your planes is set up for singles. If you think about it.
Well, think about businesses.
In a lot of ways.
I mean, like all my friends, that they travel for work.
Yeah.
They travel like twice a week
exactly.
for work.
Exactly.
I mean, our friend Lori, she always has to travel.
I don't think it applies when it comes to first class, though.
I don't know.
I think it's coach.
Most of the people that fly coach are business people during the weekday.
Especially all the time.
Yeah,
every
all the time.
Day. I don't know how you get by with this.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You would think the Better Business Bureau would be down your throat on this. That you're charging people who are single more money than doubles when they book them.
The Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. BBB, man. What?
I just haven't heard that one in a long time. I'm like, yeah, you go after them. But they're like the PETA of business.
They're hardcore, man. Yeah, well, you just don't want a bad ranking with them, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how that works, but they're still in business. Yep. They're still out there watching you. Obviously, they're not watching American Airlines.
Obviously
they
not.
They rip people off left and right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know American Airlines was doing that either, though. When I read
either.
The story, it says America's been doing this and never stopped.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this at all. Crazy.
I don't know what the difference is either, but it doesn't seem fair.
But we had that
you're
problem.
Paying more.
We had that problem when we did the big trip to Cayman Islands. Remember, singles wanted to go, and
yeah.
they did that, what's it called? Like
based, as far as like the room block?
It's based on double occupancy,
yes.
And so you'd have to like buy two trips or whatever.
I kind of get it when it comes to rooms.
Yeah.
You know, on a resort, I kind of get that, I guess.
You do?
Yeah, but you
I don't
feel
know.
Like if you're a single person going down there and you're just playing for one, why would you? Yeah. Why would it be cheaper to have
yeah.
two?
I don't know.
You know what? You kind of threw me off there. I don't know why I get it. I do kind of get it, but I don't know why.
I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, it's the same thing. But
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why.
So
dumb. The only reaction I had. I don't know. I just know it's Tuesday. And it could rain. I do know that.
BJ and Jamie
Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Our podcast up there later on today. I think after yesterday, we got the update on Deion Sanders, but this girl, this Coochie Tran girl, she's hot. And we found out that she was at his bedside the entire time he went through the procedure.
Yeah, and they've been holding hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're an item.
Yeah, that just came out yesterday.
It did. We didn't know about that.
Where's she been?
I know.
She's Chris Brown's
I called her
ex.
Charcuterie, but I like Coochie better.
Did I call her Coochie Tran?
Coochie Tran.
Coochie Tran.
Is that what I said? Oh, yeah. I got that wrong. But it's Coochie. I don't know what
it Coochie
is.
Tran.
Coochie
I like
Tran.
Coochie Tran. Yeah. Coochie Tran's perfect.
Coochie Tran is the new girl. Is she a girlfriend or we know
her? Yeah, she's
or?
A girlfriend.
You're not at somebody's bedside during a bladder removal, are you? Unless you're a girlfriend.
Unless you're hooking up, absolutely
yeah, I mean,
not.
I can understand if you stop in if you're the mom and somebody's getting their tonsils out. But if it's a bladder removal, that's got to be pretty serious stuff. So
you
got
to be real close to somebody for that.
Yeah, Coochie Tran, she's a looker too, man. Just saw a picture of her. Oh, by the way, with the whole Deion Sanders press conference yesterday, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Cancer's gone. Bladder's gone, but the cancer's gone too. But he's going to need a porta-john on the sidelines, okay? Here's him talking about that.
You see porta-potty on the sideline is real, okay? I'm just telling you right now, you're going to see it. You're going to see the practice. You're going to see one because it is unbelievable. Like, dozing off and waking up on first thing, I'm grabbing my crotch to see if I peed on myself, and it's just totally different.
I don't think
and
the
I know it's a lot of
going to help if you don't know if you're peeing on yourself
I'm
or not.
And dealing
he needs
with
extra pants, is what he needs.
Jamie, that is a very good bladder question you just asked.
And let's deal with it head on.
Deal with it head on. You know they've been porta-johns for a long time.
But he needs extra pants and panties.
He said he's wearing Depends.
Yeah, he has to wear
so
Depends.
Depends.
Okay,
yeah.
But I mean, the porta potty doesn't make sense if you don't know you're even doing it, right?
It's a good bladder question. I don't know.
Let's do bladder trivia.
I don't know what the situation
Instead
is.
Of bar bingo. Let's start doing bladder trivia on Friday nights.
I'm surprised they don't have porta johns on the sidelines of every game to begin with.
You would think that's just standard because players got to go all the time.
Yeah, players have to go right now. They have to run to the locker room in order to go. Why wouldn't you just have porta johns? You have that makeshift tent when they get hurt so that you can protect that from the audience. I mean, these are bladder questions that need to be answered.
I'm not sure.
I'm just saying.
Maybe it'll block the view. I don't really know. These are great questions,
right,
though.
I'll move on. All right. By the way, and Spadil, you probably know more about this than anybody on the program today. Jamie, they signed a new contract for one of our receivers for the Broncos. Did you see that?
Is he the guy I showed you in the elevator?
No, that guy's a defensive back. The guy that they just gave a new contract to is Cortland Sutton. He's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
People are upset about it.
They did the Sutton Sours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from Colorado Candy Company. Yeah.
People are upset about it.
Why?
They're saying we're paying him way too much money.
Oh,
way,
really?
Yeah.
He's only like the 18th most paid wide receiver in the league, and he's the number one overall kind of guy.
And the Colorado Candy Company makes a great, great Sutton Sour.
Well,
they are good.
All right, I'm just
Who's
saying.
Who's the guy that I was talking about that was doing the
Jhené Barron.
Jhené Barron is an athlete.
Who is he?
Freaking elite.
Who is he?
He was their number one overall draft pick for us this year, but he plays, he's a corner.
Well, he's
Dude,
not played
you
yet.
Should have seen him. Right. He's doing parkour. Spadil doesn't think it's real, and it might not be.
It kind of looks AI-ish, just like where his hand placement is. I couldn't tell.
But he supposedly, allegedly, is doing parkour on this building, and he's just climbing up it like a psychopath. I mean, he's just...
Like a real-life Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then he's jumping to another building or whatever, or like a thing. Yeah, it's amazing. And maybe it is AI.
I think you might be
you
right.
You don't know.
He's climbing a building and jumping from building to building.
Dude, it's a straight steel
beam. It's like
beam.
A Godzilla movie.
Yeah, and he's holding on to like the edges of the beam to and it's a, he goes up like two stories.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wait, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you guys are both wrong. I think
he could be just an amazing athlete.
He is an amazing athlete.
He is a good athlete.
He's the number one pick.
So I think it should. Yeah, it could be real.
It is real.
I don't think it is.
And I'm going to slap you both with my wiener.
Do we have one bladder or two?
We have one.
One.
Bladder trivia. Trying to come up with questions. I'm writing down questions for next event. I'm writing down questions.
Oh, God.
It's a legit question, right? BJ.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning show. BJ and Jamie. I will tell you, the tote bag blowout sure is tiring. I'm exhausted today.
Oh,
this blowout thing is just wearing me down. I mean, really, it's just a lot of work, but you know what? For you, the audience, it's worth it.
Hey,
it's worth it.
Do you remember when we did, I don't remember this because somebody brought it up on our Facebook page, that we put people's names on a drawing of a cup and we called it the Crappy Cup Contest?
I do remember that. I do remember putting the names.
About?
I don't remember what it was about. Spadil's got his hand up. We'll go to him in a second. Yeah, yeah. But let me just describe it. It's a trophy drawn on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then it's got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's got names with it. And we put these names on this trophy on paper.
And we called it the Crappy Cup Winners.
Oh, I do remember
that. I remember.
It was in 2020.
I remember the picture when you showed me the picture, Jamie. Yeah. But the actual reason why, I have no idea.
Me either.
But let's go to Spadil.
Okay.
Got his hand up. All right. In fact, he's got the paper in his hand right now.
Oh, wow.
Look at this.
Yeah.
What? Look at this. All right, what was it, Spadil?
So it was actually the BJ and Jamie Crappy Texnado Cup.
Okay.
And it was because when in COVID, all those concerts went away, right?
Yeah.
And we had no prizes to give away, but we wanted to keep the Texnado contest going. So we just wrote people's names on this piece of paper.
It's brilliant.
My God, we're clever.
That is brilliant. I wonder who came up with that. Was it me?
I think it was you.
Oh, yeah.
Was it
God.
Me?
You know, I want to tell you this, and I really mean
this.
Brilliant. I think that you're the one that came up with the totes.
What do you mean?
Dude, when they told us about the totes, I was like, BJ wanted to do these like 5 years ago. But I just didn't say anything.
When the shopping totes came out, I remember being in this room and you said, hey, Mike, you know what we should do with, because we were all bitching about plastic going away, you know, and having to buy these totes and all this stuff. And you're like,
I was complaining.
Yeah, you were.
I like to complain.
You were complaining about buying a bag for 10 cents.
I was.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Great ideas often come when you're complaining.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
And that's what you said to him. You said we should do the grocery store things.
You remember that?
I do remember it. I was in here.
I don't remember that.
I was standing right over there, and you were right here.
Did
you,
Yeah.
You did. It was your idea.
You complained so much about those bags when
you
when the plastic
so
went away.
You were so mad about plastic.
That and the
straw, the turtle's
the
nose.
Straws,
oh, my God.
Well, your whole thing was like everyone wants these.
And on and on. And we're just like, oh, my God, somebody kill me.
Now you can't even buy the plastic.
Well, you can.
They don't give you the option at the grocery store.
At Walgreens, though, they do.
They don't at the grocery store.
At King Supers, you have to buy paper bags.
Yeah, you have to buy them.
Uh-huh. At Walgreens, paper. You can buy the plastic.
So what a crock.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a crock.
Oh, my God. I was at Golf Galaxy yesterday. Yeah. I had to buy a bag for 10 cents. I was like, oh, come on. I just spent $230.
So you can't throw in a bag?
Isn't it a crock, though?
It is.
I mean, when you go through the grocery store or any store, I don't care what it is, Target, whatever. All the plastic that's there for sale.
Everything's in plastic.
Everything's in plastic, wrapped in plastic, everything.
Yeah.
But yet you have to pay 10 cents for a plastic bag to carry it home because it's bad for the environment.
You know, and here's what's funny. I have to buy a bag and put all my plastics in it.
You're right. You're exactly right.
It's so dumb.
And I saw another one of those tracking stories yesterday about recycling, where somebody put an air tag in. Another story popped up yesterday. And folks, I think it's one of the biggest scams going is this whole recycle thing. This stuff is all going to the same place.
To the dump.
It's all going to the dump. And every person that's tried this that I know of, every person that's put an air tag in has proven this.
It is true.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Not one has gone to a recycle place that I've read.
But how can they do, I mean, can't you just follow them? See? Like, I don't know. Like, if I'm Kyle Clark, can I just get in my car and follow him? Nine wants to know.
And they ride the lie so hard because we have two separate trucks. We have a designated recycle truck and a designated trash truck. And they're just going.
You have
to
pay extra money to get recycling. Yeah.
Well, and not only that, but I'm just going to be honest. I put a lot of stuff in my recycling.
All right. Okay. That's part of proving a point. You know why? Because have you ever received a statement from them saying to stop?
No, and they've never pulled it out. And I leave literally a black trash bag on top and they take it.
Right. Because they know it's going to the same place, right?
I've never been flagged. Have you been flagged, Carson?
No.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
But I've never been flagged.
I'm pretty hardcore about it.
Oh, but you're that guy. Yeah. I forgot.
I'm Jamie.
You know what he did? He just judged me hard.
Yeah. No, you and I are alike.
I'm the one breaking down boxes, and it's going to fit in my recycling bin, all right?
My wife is always on to me about stuff I throw in the recycle.
Yeah.
And my answer every time is, he goes to the same place.
They did flag me on a battery once. I threw in a battery, not a car battery, but like a whatever kind of battery for
lithium.
Lithium. And I don't know how they saw that son of a gun, but they put it on my porch with a.
They put it back on your porch?
They put it on the porch with a note saying that I could have caught their trash truck on fire.
Wow.
I was like, oh, sorry. When they compact it, I guess it could explode.
That's great. Way to go, Jamie. Could have caught the whole facility on fire.
Kind of
what if they'd gotten it back to the shop and just set the whole place on fire over your battery?
Well, I mean, come on.
You can't throw a battery in there.
You've done it.
Well,
of course.
Public service announcement. Do not put those batteries, lithium batteries, in your trash.
Very nice. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.